Heavenly Father, we invite your presence in this presentation through your Holy Spirit, your angels, that you might overrule my humanity and let my mind be used by you, that these thoughts, these truths may be conveyed clearly, that your people may understand them in such a way that it will impact their life. Lord, we ask you to take this message wherever it might go and use it for your glory and honor, in Jesus' name. Amen. As we begin the third part of the subject, the judgment of the living, we'd like to at least review briefly what we've been setting up as we approach the end of this study. The judgment of the living and the judgment overall has been revealed to us as a progressive act, beginning with the first that lived on the earth, beginning with the dead. It moves forward until a time it reaches the living. It begins with the house of God. It begins with the ancients, the leadership, or at least those that have had opportunity to have the greatest light in the house of God. And in our last study, we looked at several passages where there's obviously 11th hour workers, 1 hour laborers, God's other children in Babylon, the other sheep that Christ calls, several ways that this group has been represented. This group is outside Adventism, but there comes a time when the unfaithful stewards in Adventism reject the influence of the Holy Spirit totally. They close their probation against the Lord, and they lose their crowns to those that have been outside of Adventism. There's a changeover that takes place, and it's obviously in the time of judgment, particularly the time of the judgment of the living. There will be a test going on at that time period that we know as the Sunday Law Test, and this is what divides the world into two classes just prior to Christ's return. So when this test is taking place, we know that the judgment of the living will be underway. And please don't say that I'm stating any time when the judgment of the living begins. Sister White's clear, we don't know when it begins. If I had to take a guess at when it begins, it has to begin somewhere before the Sunday Law, because our character will be, as Seventh-day Adventists, our character will be developed either for the mark of the beast or the seal of God before